Rodney Harrison, Patriot Safety, joins us on the line. Rodney, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Lucky me. I get to hang out with Felber this morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
How big is your suitcase, Rodney? How much stuff do you got to bring?
You know what? Most of the time on these trips, you tend to overpack, and half the stuff that you pack, you don't even use. So I think I'm pretty overpacked right now.
So you guys are flying. Usually you fly out on the Saturday before a road game. You're flying out today. Then you're spending all next week in Santa Clara, I believe, and then you go to San Diego for the second part of this trip. How do you feel about that, Ron? Are you happy about spending all week in California?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's going to be 80 degrees during the day. Get a chance to get away from the bad weather out here and just go out there and get settled and not have to fly back East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. That takes a huge toll on your body. It dehydrates you, and I just think it's a good decision for us to stay out there.
But does it? I mean, I'm curious about that, and I'm just going to take your word for it. But to me, like, if you were playing Kansas City, you would come back during the week. Well, we're talking an extra 2.5 hours in the air. I just think it's weird, or I'm curious why a game a week apart, even if it's a six-hour flight, would constitute you needing to stay out there all week.
Well, I mean, that's something that coach decided. But I think if you look at it, I mean, if we were to play Kansas City, it's 2.5 hours each way, there, and back, which is over eight and a half, 10 hours worth of us not have to be in that air and picking up germs on the plane and just, you know, you go out there, you play a game, and you get in at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it takes a toll on your body. It takes you a couple of days to recover, not including a day or so it takes for you just to get over the fact that you have to fly and getting over the game and trying to get treatment from the game. It's just, I think it's the best decision. I'm excited about it.
Well, what's the danger of it, Rodney? I mean, will you treat it like a Super Bowl week? Will it be like a college trip? Will you guys go out and hang out and party and bond? Or will there be bed check and you'll sit in their room and study the playbook?
No, he's giving us time, you know, where we can get out and enjoy our families. A lot of guys have family members coming out and time for our own personal sake. But at the same time, it's a business trip. You have to go out there. You have to have a sense of focus. You can't take trips to Vegas and Mexico. And, you know, but at the same time, you can go out and grab you a nice dinner. You can go to the malls and go to the movie theaters, and we will have time for that. But this is a business trip, and these are, you know, this is an important game. And the game after that, which is San Diego, is a huge game for us. So right now we're just focused on getting out there safe and getting ready to play San Francisco.
Plus there'll be like two reporters in the locker room every day, I'm guessing.
Brilliant.
And Felger won't be there with a TV camera, so I'm guessing there is a real upside here.
Well, really, that's the reason why we're staying out there, because we have to deal with Felger.
Ronnie, since you've been here, let me ask you if you know this. How many times have you lost back-to-back games as a member of the Patriots? Let me answer.
Maybe once or twice?
Once. In 2006, you lose to Indy, and then you came back and lost to the Jets in that Mud Bowl game. I don't even know if you were you even healthy?
I didn't play.
Yeah, okay. So
no wonder.
That's the only time this Patriots team, since 2002, a stretch going on 6 years now, that you all have lost back-to-back games. Why is that? Why are you so strong that second week after you lose?
I don't know. I mean, we've been very fortunate. We've, you know, even through injury, we've had, you know, our main guys pretty much stay healthy and go out there and perform at a high level. Mike, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the players are playing well and you know, obviously we got some good coaches and we understand the value of consistency and playing at a high level all the time. And it's not what you've done in the past. It's what you're doing now. And hopefully we can avoid that going out there this week.
Well, it obviously plays into when you're at your best. I mean, like right now, you must be psyched because everyone thinks you suck again. You get blown out, and you know, the chatter starts, and that's when you guys always seem to respond.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, each week, one week we're the best team in the AFC, and all of a sudden, the next week we lose. We suck all of a sudden. So, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad, and not really get caught up in what the media thinks. It's a long season. We got 13 weeks left. Got a very important week coming up, I mean, you know, in a couple of days, and just got to go out there and play football and not really what all that so-called experts say and the predictions and the analysts, and we understand this is you guys' job, but at the same time, they have to be proven on the field.
Hey, J.T. O'Sullivan's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL, and you have more sacks than any defensive back in history. Do you go into this game thinking, I'm going to get him? I mean, is that – When you go into a game, do you think about rushing the quarterback and getting sacks, or are you thinking tackles, or are you thinking picks? Individually, what are you hoping to do?
Well, it just depends on the game plan. I mean, if the game plan calls for me to play in coverage more or be down in the box or rush more, then I just have to go according to the game plan. So sometimes you want to rush more. Sometimes you want to drop in coverage more. But it just depends on the game plan. So hopefully we can get some pressure on the guy up front with our guys, and hopefully that pressure creates some turnovers and some miscues.
Ronnie, you guys been practicing against the Wild Hog?
What's that?
Or the Wildcat, whatever they call that thing that Miami ran 2 weeks ago. I guess it was the Wild Hog at Arkansas. You guys expect other teams to run that against you?
Just understand this. We're prepared for anything now. So all I can say with that, we're prepared for anything.
Okay.
Hey, who's your roomie? Are you afraid that you won't,
good question.
You won't get along in this long road trip? You got like 10 days together.
Let me tell you something. I'm 35 years old. I'm not getting a roommate, okay? I'm too old.